Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
EAGLES. Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a breaking news Sunday edition of Football 24/7 right here across the Jacob Sports Network. We have breaking news today. Eagles make a trade on a Sunday afternoon. I'm joined now by John McMullen. They've traded for wide receiver John Mechie from the Texans. John, I'm going to come right to you. Full disclosure, I just had a run home when I saw the breaking news. What are the terms of the trade? We'll get into who the player is and a little bit about the player, what this means for the Birds. What do you know so far, Johnny Mac?
Yeah, interesting trade. Obviously, the Eagles on paper looked pretty deep at wide receiver. So, you know, my first thought is, wow, is, you know, the hamstring a little bit more worrying for A.J. Brown. Still trying to lock that down, but the Eagles have spoke very highly about Jahan Dotson. Johnny Wilson's having a good camp, and Ia Smith's having a good camp. They want to work with those two players. So seemingly, you know, a strength. Now, from the Texans' standpoint, they have a very deep wide receiver room themselves, led by Nico Collins, Christian Kirk. They have two rookies they really like, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noel, two top-tier picks. Higgins was top of the second round. Noel was third round. And they needed some tight end help. Conversely, so Harrison Bryant, unfortunately for our buddy JD, is going down to Houston. He was not going to make the team here. I was just talking to somebody today. Granson has won that tight end 3 job. They also want to keep working with EJ Jenkins. So it's one of those deals where he belongs in the NFL, wasn't going to make the Eagles. So you're dealing from a position of strength, at least from a depth standpoint, sending him down to Houston that needs some help at the tight end position. And to make it even further strange, the two teams are swapping back the draft compensation that was in the C.J. Gardner-Johnson trade. So the Eagles got back a 5th rounder and sent a 6th rounder. Now they flopped those picks back to their original owners. So that's part of the trade as well. It's going to be interesting to see. The other shoe could drop. They could move Jahan Dotson. Not sure what it means, but from that standpoint. Now, Mechie had leukemia, was diagnosed with leukemia, right. Missed his rookie season. He's come back, but he's only had 40 receptions over the past 2 seasons. This will be his final year on his rookie contract. So, you know, not sure. It's not – I think a lot of people see the name, remember the name from college.
Yep.
And say that's a big-time playmaker. Hasn't been that, partially due to the health reasons. And, again, Houston's been very good at wide receiver over the past few years. So didn't get a ton of time. But it's one of those things where Eagles like the player. I remember them talking about him that year in 2022. The Eagles like the player. So Howie does this all the time. And they're trading a guy who wasn't, you know, going to be here. So, you know, take a look and see what John has left. And if he can be a contributor, but that's to be determined at this point.
No doubt about it. John, you mentioned the resilience of the player. He certainly has a resilient, somewhat inspirational journey. I'll give you guys a little bit about it. John mentioned that prolific college season. That was at the University of Alabama. 96 catches for 1,142 yards and 8 touchdowns this year. And this is when it all kind of changed for John. He had an ACL injury in the SEC championship game. He then fell to the second round, and then, as John pointed out, missed his entire rookie year with leukemia. John also pointed out 40 catches. He's always had 29 games, 40 catches, 412 yards, and one touchdown in his NFL career. John, you brought up A.J. Brown instantly, which makes me a little concerned, but my immediate thought actually went to Jahan Dotson, not A.J. Brown. Should I be putting more in the A.J. Brown? What does this mean for this whole wide receiver room right now, Johnny Mac?
No, the only reason I bring that up, obviously, this is not an idea that you're going to replace an A.J. Brown-level player. My thought is you have deeper depth. I'm not sure as much as the Eagles like. Again, and if like the progression of Johnny Wilson and Anaya Smith, they're not ready to handle major snaps. So if you do have to play a game or two and all of a sudden you have Devontae Smith and Jahan Dotson and John Metchie, you could probably persevere a little bit better. We've seen the games the Eagles have played without A.J. Brown over the years. It generally doesn't end well.
Right.
So I don't mean to say long-term injury replacement because of a long term. I mean, A, you can't replace A.J. Brown. So
no, you're never going to
understand that. And B, I think it's just, you know, an idea. And again, you're trading a player that you know belongs in the NFL but isn't going to make your team, and you're taking a shot on the final year of his rookie deal. So I do believe, because the name's still pretty big from his college career that you just mentioned, he was a heck of a college player.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit splashier on the surface. And, you know, there's probably another move coming, but I can't tell you what that is yet. But, you know, clearly Howie Roseman is willing to do some things and has liked this player. And why not take a shot?
Well, let's see what the next moves are, because, John, right now it's bleak in that wide receiver room. Today might be a bad day to be Darius Cooper. They're not going to keep 7 wide receivers. Maybe in one of the next moves, I don't know, is Jahan Dotson going out? Is somebody going out the door in that room? I don't think so. Is it a bad day to be Darius Cooper? Is that the right read by me for him? Or I don't expect them to keep 7 wideouts, John.
No, they're not keeping 7 wideouts. I mean, I don't think Darius was going to make the initial 53. But the Eagles, you know, to me, things haven't changed for him. He's always going to be earmarked for the practice squad. He's more of a developmental player that splashed, and they would have taken a shot. They're going to put him on waivers. And, you know, but they want to work with him. But, you know, he's got a lot to learn. He played at a very low level at Tarleton State. So, I was talking to, I believe Aaron Moorhead was the one who said it, and said he didn't even know how to come out of the huddle because they didn't huddle at Tarleton.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, he had to figure out all that stuff. So he's more of a long-term project. I think that was a nice camp story, but I don't think he was in line to make the 53. This is more interesting from the standpoint of, you know, is there another move? Are you going to try to move Dotson? That's a potential if AJ's completely healthy for week one. And because it's the final year on his deal. So there could be some movement as far as that goes. But, they want to continue with Johnny Wilson and Anaya Smith.
Yep, John. So this is just the recap details of the trade here. The Eagles get John Metchie and a 6th round pick. the Texans get Harrison Bryant and a fifth round pick. So basically a player for player with a pick swap. Eagles move back. And as John pointed out, it's kind of the same compensation. These two teams previously dealt. So they're, I think, a good relationship, John, over there between Nick Caserio and Howie Roseman. They seem to be doing some business together right now.
Yeah, and we'll see how it works out. But yeah, I mean, Howie has a good relationship with a lot of people around this league. It's funny how he has shifted from early in his career. He's not a football guy, yada yada yada, to being like the grand poopah of general managers, which is pretty much what he's turned into. That's a great story in its own.
Yes, it is, no doubt about it. Johnny Mac, how concerning is this AJ injury? I know you're not saying long term, but you know, he missed four games last year, one game being the final game of the year. So not going to hold that, obviously, to the record. But, you know, he's missed a long time here in camp, at least the last week or two with the hamstring injury. Now the Eagles and what felt like a pretty deep wide receiver room, John, and Nia Smith was making some plays. Cooper earlier in the summer. Johnny Wilson's even come around. Jahan Dotson has talked about to have a better chemistry with Jalen Hurts right now. They add another wide receiver. Is there something more there? Should there start to be some concern for Eagles fans on A.J. Brown for that week one game versus the Cowboys?
Well, I think more of my concern, he was ramping up to come back and then all of a sudden didn't come out. So, you know, I had pictured and put on Twitter, he was sort of running a little bit. It seemed like he was ready to come back for Cleveland in the joint practices. And all of a sudden he was scaled back again. So maybe he suffered a little bit of a setback. So, you know, we'll see. There's still plenty of time before week one. I just want to make it clear there's no long-term worry. But anytime you're dealing with a hamstring with, as I like to call, thoroughbred players, you know, you might miss some time, but it's not a terribly significant injury that's going to affect your entire season. He certainly doesn't have a torn hamstring or anything like that. So week one, again, you know, we'll see. If he's not back out there this week, you start to worry a little bit more. And obviously after the final preseason game would be, you know, to be on high alert. But again, I do think the splash of the name, sort of the cachet of the name of this particular player, John Metchie, because I think a lot of people remember him. It's not a splashy deal. From the standpoint of this guy's coming in to be a contributor. It's more of, all right, we like the player. Let's see. We're going to send out a player who wasn't going to make our team.
Right.
Let's see if this can help us.
Right. Okay. So maybe not as big of a deal as it looks on the surface. John, if I'm not mistaken, he was a teammate with Devontae Smith at Alabama. I think in the 2020 campaign, that was the Devontae Smith Heisman campaign. If I'm not mistaken, Metchie was his teammate.
Yeah. I haven't dived that deep into it. I'm sure he was the 2022.
And I know Metchie had his big year with Bryce Young the following season. Yeah.
So I'm sure, you know, there's that relationship, and the Alabama guys, you know, tend to stick very closely. So, you know, the Eagles have had a lot of success with SEC, Alabama specifically, Georgia specifically. So, yeah, but they like the player. I know coming out in the draft, as a lot of people did. And you mentioned is, you know, even obviously leukemia is very serious, but even before that with the ACL, so that kind of hurt them. More of a slot guy, I would say, too, at you know, just under 6 foot, more of a natural slot receiver. So, you know, maybe that's a fit if they do want to spin off Jahan Dotson. So to me, that's
you think that's coming, John? Is that a thought in your head right now?
I've been talking about that for a long time because it's just, you know, you kind of know. But the interesting part is, you're in the same position.
Right. That's why I was thinking, does Metchie have 2 years left? It would make a lot more sense.
Yeah. You're in the same position either way. But yeah, that's a potential option. Obviously, you know, this is a player similar to Jahan that is not going to help you that much on special teams either. So it does seem a little bit repetitive to have them both on the roster at the same time. Those are just my initial thoughts.
Right.
Nobody's told me that, but it does look like a little bit of a redundancy. But they're a little bit style-wise. You know, Dotson's very fast. He's more shifty, I would say, route runner type. But from the standpoint of where they would play and what they do, there's some redundancy.
Yeah, I agree, Johnny Mac. John, on the surface, good trade, bad trade? Do you understand the trade? I mean, I don't know. It's a little bit – it's not exactly what I expected to be talking about on this Sunday afternoon. That doesn't surprise me because the Eagles do a lot of things that are unexpected. But, you know, if you told me the Eagles were making a trade this weekend, I probably wouldn't have guessed wide receiver. Any surprise for you, or you think it's the right move here?
Well, there's no surprise from the standpoint of taking advantage of a player who's not going to be here to move them out. But, yeah, I would have thought a different position coming back. I didn't think – you know, I had already thought this is probably the deepest wide receiver room in the Nick Sirianni era. So I think the position of the player coming back is a little bit of a surprise. The sending of a guy who belongs in the NFL but wasn't going to – make your team is classic Howie Roseman. So that part isn't a surprise, but I would have expected a different position coming back.
Yeah, no doubt. Me too, Johnny Mac. So Eagles make a move today, bringing another wide receiver here. John, I'll get your final thoughts on this one, but I can't help but wonder what kind of ramifications, if any, it has for the wide receiver room. Kind of a little bit of redundancy there, John, that you talked about. But your final thoughts, John, on this move? Not what I expected, as I pointed out, but I think there could be some upside here.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to see him play. And again, there hasn't been. It's a great story that I was able to make it back at all after getting diagnosed with leukemia.
Yeah.
But he hasn't, you know, been a volume receiver. And again, part of that is just because Houston is very deep at wide receiver, has been very deep at wide receiver for a couple of years. So there was trade talk around John Metchie for a long time because of the depth they had.
Right. They have a lot of receivers.
Yeah, and he wasn't going to have a role there. So similar to, you know.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
The classic example, okay, Houston needed tight end help. Eagles had a surplus of tight ends. They had a surplus of wide receivers. So the only part that doesn't fit is I thought, you know, I don't necessarily think the Eagles needed another wide receiver, but if you like a player, you know, take a shot.
John, one last question here for you. Earlier in the show, you speculated, John, you said this might not be the last of the moves. There might be more moves to come. Was that something that you can't disclose yet? Do you have information on that? Or is it more of a wait and see conversation that you speculated maybe something could be coming? Any information there?
No, that's the speculation on the redundancy of why do you need Dotson and Metchie.
Right.
If that's just, it doesn't. From that standpoint, it doesn't.
Right, like this is the first pin to fall in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. John, two super chats real quick, then I'll let you run. JD3, John, we should have known he'd be here. We got two from him. He says, no, why, Howie, why? And then he says, Howie got fleeced. Fleeced by Harrison, bro.
Yeah, I hate to break it to JD, but, you know, it's funny because I was just talking to one of the scouts who was there over the past week this morning, and we're running down. He was nice enough to run down the Eagles roster with me because he had met with the team. And you know, one of the things we were talking about is tight end, and he was pretty clear that the Eagles, now I knew Kylan Granson had sort of beaten out Harrison Bryant, but he had made it very clear that the Eagles are still very high on EJ Jenkins. Who has bulked up to over 250 pounds, has tremendous sort of ceiling as a receiver, former college wide receiver. It's a guy they want to continue to work with. So, Yeah, Harrison wasn't going to make the Eagles, JD. I hate to break it to you.
No, he wasn't. John, any speculation on what the next move could be? Corner, safety, edge? What do you think?
Well, I've been saying since a long time. I mean, and Trey Hendrickson, now there's talk. I'm surprised, you know, people haven't lost their minds over that, because Cincinnati is now entertaining trade offers for Trey Hendrickson. So still don't think he's a fit for the Eagles, but it'd be nice to have a big time edge rusher on this team.
Yes, it would. Johnny Mack, great show today, brother. Appreciate you doing it on a whim, on a football Sunday. Not what we expected here today. John, we appreciate your hard work as always. You're the best in the business covering this football team. The people love hearing from you. Thank you, Johnny Mack, for doing it today. We'll talk to you tomorrow, brother.
All right, thanks. Howie, I got to cook, man. Don't do anything. You're cooking, but I got
to cook. All right. All right, Johnny Mack. And grill up well tonight. We'll catch you tomorrow. All right, man.
All right. See you guys.
There's Johnny Mack. Great stuff from Johnny Mack. John McMullen checking in here on a Sunday afternoon. We're going to run through this real quick again with John Mechie. Latest news for those just checking in. Eagles officially make a trade for wide receiver John Mechie. Roll Tide, roll, everybody. I love this player in Alabama. He was great. He was really good in the year that Bryce Young was a Heisman finalist. So, look, the guy had a great output that year. I think I gave you the numbers that year in Alabama. In 2021, 96 receptions, 1,142 yards, and 8 touchdowns, which is a lot for a college season. And then he had an ACL injury in the SEC championship game, so he couldn't quite close it out. That was a year after he was there as teammates with Devontae Smith. Listen to this. So Devontae Smith won the Heisman in 2020. Okay, he had, I forget however many yards he had that year. That year, John Mechie had 55 receptions for 916 yards and 6 touchdowns, all right? So that was the year Jalen Waddle got hurt, so Mechie kind of stepped up. Devontae went on to win the Heisman with Mac Jones as their quarterback, but this guy was ultra, ultra productive. Now, it's college. It's way different, but I do love the story of the player as well, considering, you know, you get the adversity of tearing your ACL in the SEC championship game. That forced him, all right, or at least was one of the big reasons that he fell into the draft, into the second round. He was drafted 44th overall by the Houston Texans in the second round, okay? And then you get diagnosed with acute promyelocytic leukemia. Now, I don't know if I said that right. I'm not a doctor, but, you know, that's just massive adversity in someone's life to be able to, you know, get to that ultimate stage of where you've been working toward, dealing with an injury. And then you get there, you get prepared to battle at that next level, and you get diagnosed with that, force you to miss your whole rookie campaign. I think the fact that he's, you know, has any catches in the NFL, that he's played any games in the NFL, is a great story. And again, I always tell you guys, I'm a people person first. You know, we cover a game. The people are far more interesting and important to me than the games are itself. And I think that's a fascinating person. That's a guy that, you know, you're interested in. That's a guy that you believe has inherent upside value, even if it doesn't come in the form of football. You know, you like guys like that. All right. Anybody that's dealt with that type of adversity and has gotten to be able to come back to this point, you know that they're built for a little bit more in life. All right. That's big time stuff right there. So Jahan Dotson is the first guy that came to mind. Now, John brought up immediately AJ Brown. Now, so full disclosure, but I'm down in the beautiful Cape May right now, okay? I'm on the beach. I'm on the beach with my family. First time I've taken off in a little bit, you know, and I'm like, oh, shit, Eagles make a trade. Boom. I start sprinting out of there, baby. I'm coming home to talk to the great people of Jacob Nation. But on that walk home, I'm immediately thinking, Jahan Dotson, he's got to be gone. Or I guess Darius Cooper is done and dusted as well. So I'm wondering, is this about AJ Brown? I mean, I don't know, but that was the first thing that John went to when he talked about the receiver room right now. He said maybe that AJ Brown injury. Now, I should have thought of that. I don't know why I didn't, to be honest, but it's because I've been told over and over again, I'm listening to Saquon Barkley. The last person I'm worried about is AJ Brown. I'm certainly not worried about him either, but do the Eagles feel like he's going to miss a couple of games? Do the Eagles feel like he might not be available early in the year? I don't know. I think it's fair to wonder. He's missed the last couple of weeks of camp. He didn't play anything in the Browns joint practice. So, look, maybe this move to acquire John Metchie is about A.J. Brown. I don't think it looks good for Jahan Dotson, no matter what way you slice it. But John brings up a good point, too. Both kind of undersized slot-type players, both in the last year of the rookie contracts. Doesn't really make too much sense on the surface, I can't lie. Doesn't mean I don't like the trade. I actually like the trade. I mean, you know, you pick swapped. You went back from a fifth to a sixth, you know, and you got rid of a guy who you were about to cut in a couple weeks. So, it's not like we gave up a lot. It's not like I'm, oh, this guy's falling. Oh, my gosh, why'd they do this? Oh, my God, bad trade. It's all good. I just don't really, like, I think that's a good word for it, Reyes. It's an odd move. It doesn't like, fully, you know, oh, they traded for Ja'Cory Bennett. Okay, I know why. All right, they're looking for more depth. They're looking for more players at corner. They trade for John Metchie? I felt like our wide receiver room is deeper now than it's been in years. You know, it doesn't make full sense from that perspective, but I do think you got an interesting player with a good upside who's got good character, probably will fit into the locker room immediately. All right, good friends with Devontae Smith, I'm sure. Obviously, Alabama alumni, so knows Jalen Hurts. I don't think he played with Jalen. I think Metchie was there a year after that, but it is interesting. No doubt. I'll take some great comments from the great people of Jacob Nation. Rico, Mark, what's up? Hey, Xander, what's up, Rico? Good to see you. Courtney checks in. What's up, Courtney? Howie is creating an Alabama-Georgia championship roster. If you ever wanted to know what those two teams would look like together, then here you go. Courtney, as an SEC truther, I love the sound of that. All right. As an SEC truther, I love the sound of that, baby. All right. So pretty good. Pretty good. Antonio says this might be a John Ross move like last year, so it won't do much. Brock Turdy says this trade was prepped for a bigger trade, preferably corner, obviously. Brock, I kind of agree. I think something else is coming in the pipeline. I don't know exactly what it is, but we'll see. Keep your eyes peeled, everybody. Keep your eyes peeled when you see breaking news. You come to Jacob Sports. Whether you love us, whether you hate us, you come here for the breaking news. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button, everybody. Drop your comments down below. Appreciate all of you guys being here, all the great community that we have on the channel. We've been covering the Eagles for the last 4 years. We've been covering them all offseason. We've been covering them all training camp. And with the regular season on the doorstep, and a potentially another Super Bowl run on the way, stay locked in right here because we'll keep posted morning, noon, and night on this football team. Thank you all for being here. A couple more comments before we get out of Dodge. Appreciate y'all being here on a Sunday afternoon. All right. Forrest says, got to be Jahan or someone like Cooper or even Anais despite a good camp. I'm thinking the same thing, Forrest, when you start to consider players that could be out the door, players that might be traded, players that, you know, who catches the stray bullets here from this trade? You know, immediately I would say with no other moves, it's Darius Cooper because Jahan Dotson might lose his spot or Johnny Wilson and Anaya Smith might drop back another spot. But the guy that's getting pushed off the roster is Darius Cooper. He's going to be the sixth wide receiver. He's now would be the seventh, and they're not keeping seven. There's a 0% chance they keep seven. In fact, it's not even a guarantee they keep six. Now, I think they will after this trade, but, you know, definitely something to look out for. Ross and Found checks in. Member for 5 months. Ross, thank you, brother. It's fine. It just doesn't make sense. Unless it's part one of a bigger trade, Dotson trade value is nothing. Well, Ross, I mean, Metchie had some trade value despite it being very low. There's something out there, I think. I don't know what it would be, Ross, but I agree with your first sentence. First two sentences. It's fine. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I'm not mad about it. Again, I really hope that Metchie can come here. I mean, what a great story, by the way. Guy comes in, battles leukemia, is on the Texans roster. Now he just got traded. You know, I always say people that get traded to the Eagles, it's like a celebration. Throw the party, pop the champagne, invite all the family members over. Folks, we're going to Philadelphia. We're going to battle for a Super Bowl. So it's a good day to be John Metchie, right? It's a good day to be John Metchie, all right? But it doesn't make much sense, and unless it's part one of a bigger trade, I won't exactly know what they're going for, all right? I won't exactly know. Phil says, what will you give Lions for Hendon Hooker? I'm not giving the Lions anything for Hendon Hooker. I don't know why we would do that. All right. David Golden says swap pick and a team, a player that wasn't making the roster. I agree. David, we gave up basically nothing. It's a pick swap for a player that was about to get cut. So not a big deal, dude. Not a big deal at all. Ian E says, Howie's just warming up. Yeah. Daz, I'm with you. Well, now Darius Cooper is gone too, says Daz. Daz, I agree. Unfortunately, I love the player. I'm really upset about it already. I love my boy, Darius Cooper. He was my favorite guy from the preseason so far, easily. I'm upset about it. But, hey, look, maybe they trade somebody. Maybe he's still in. I'm not really sure. Wait, guys, I know what happened. Howie watched the preseason game yesterday and said, that was the ugliest group of offensive players I've ever seen in my life. Let me go and trade for somebody. Let me just tickle my fancy and go and acquire a wide receiver. Holy mackerel. Holy moly. Holy moly. Forrest has still got Uche. We'll see what they do with him. All right. All right, everybody. I appreciate everybody for being here. For those just checking in, I'll read off the trade terms for you guys one more time, give you a little bit about the player. All right. On August 17th, it's a Sunday afternoon, everybody, the Houston Texans trade John Metchie to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles acquired John Metchie and a sixth-round draft pick. The Texans acquired tight end Harrison Bryant and a fifth-round draft pick. So, again, Harrison Bryant for Metchie with a pick swap included. John Metchie is a player who had a great college football career. I believe he's from originally from Ghana. He moved to Canada, I believe, and then he came to school in the United States, obviously, to play his college ball at Alabama. So I believe he was a Canadian high school player and then came to Alabama. I know all this because I'm an Alabama football guy. So, you know, I knew him when he played. His career at Alabama, though, 2020, 55 receptions, 916 yards, and 6 touchdowns. That was the same year that Devontae Smith won the Heisman Trophy at the University of Alabama. In 2021, he had 96 receptions, 1,142 yards, 8 touchdowns, and then he suffered an ACL injury in the SEC championship game. Getting to that NFL journey, I mentioned he struggled with the ACL, drops to the second round, number 44 overall in the 22 NFL draft. He missed his entire rookie season, everybody, after being diagnosed with a form of leukemia. So, big props to the player. A great story, a great inspirational story of resilience. The fact that he's even out there, the fact that he's even done anything. So he missed his entire rookie year in 22. He returned in 23, and then also in 24 he played as well. So across his NFL career now, 29 games, 40 catches, 412 yards, and 1 touchdown. And that's the story of the Eagles trade for wide receiver John Metchie. Penn checks in. What's up, Penn? Cilio's going to tear this trade apart. Not sure what you tear apart, Penn. I mean, you know, you got rid of a guy that was about to get cut, and you brought in a wide receiver. Maybe he'll roast Jahan Dotson. Maybe he'll speculate that A.J. Brown's hamstring is no good. Boda, what's up, brother? Good to see you, Boda. Always appreciate you being here, my man. I appreciate that very much. But look, maybe you speculate A.J. Brown. I'm not going to lie to you. Not my favorite news. From that perspective, you know, is there more to worry about with A.J. Brown? I'm not exactly sure. Okay, I'm not exactly sure. But this is the move they made today. I want to thank you all. Okay, I want to thank you all for being here. Hit that like button. Nothing like a little Sunday content here on Jacob Sports. Thank you all. Hit that like button. I'll see you next time, everybody.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor.
That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.